Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Hi, my name is Diana Gabino. I'm a first-year mechanical engineering student.
Hi, my name is Devin Austin. I'm a journalism major.
And I know nothing about journalism.
I chose my major because I'm really into sports and I would love to create like the feeling that sports gives me when I play, because I used to play basketball, but like through writing. And I would be a broadcast journalist, but I don't like being in front of the camera at all, actually.
So I chose my major because, I didn't know what discipline of engineering I wanted to do. I was leaning towards civil since I like structures, like buildings, like everything on how like this stands, bridges, roads, all that, the planning that goes into that. I like that, but I also like electrical work mainly because I get like a natural like mm-hmm. hang of it. Mm-hmm. And then there was aerospace because I like the planes, jets, like space, all that sort of stuff. And then I was thinking like, I really don't know which one. But then I thought, like, mechanical engineering, yeah. I can do it all.
True.
I can do electrical and aerospace. And I could do civil, too, because a lot of civil, like, companies, they hire mechanical engineers. And I have experience in, like, a civil background already. So I could really do it all. That's the reason I chose mechanical engineering.
I didn't realize that engineering had concentrations at all, actually. So, yeah, that was really, really, like, you just kind of broke my brain a little bit, not gonna lie.
It's a lot, man, it's a lot.
I wouldn't recommend journalism, not because it's not a good major, but because where we are right now in society with, like, the push of AI and different social media and, like, our ability to get news from everywhere, it's currently really hard for, like, big news companies to hire young journalists because everyone is getting information from everywhere. So journalists have to, like, push their own narrative. And then a lot of us want to be podcasters now. Mm-hmm. And, like, they want their own thing outside of mega corporations like CBS and NBC. So a lot of journalists current day and, like, reporters have their own, like, show or something. Or, like, they'll leave big business and, like, go make their own. And it's just not really profitable. So that's why I wouldn't recommend it. Would you recommend engineering and then specifically mechanical engineering?
See, if, like, mechanical engineering, it gets, like, really difficult. It's a really difficult major, do not get me wrong. Like, I have been suffering.
Yeah, right.
Job security, like, that used to be, like, one of, like, the major reasons why people started going into engineering in general. Since, like, as a society, as a country, there's always development. There's always new structures, more effective ways to, like, I guess, for, like, systems, like, let's say, like, power, like, mm-hmm. Like, Dominion Power, they're constantly creating, like, different systems that are, like, cheaper, more effective, that overall, like, save and profit the most. Mm-hmm. Now, since a lot of people started realizing that engineering is a good major, there's starting to be, like, a saturation of engineering majors across the country. Like, everyone that used to go into trades, they're going into engineering now. So I'd say, like, if you're really up for the challenge, then yes, engineering is a very good major in the long run. Like, once you land a good, secure job, you're set. Overall, you could do anything with engineering. You could go from, like, project management and, like, this, like, I guess, like, an office job, which I'm not cut out for personally, but I'm also not cut out for, like, the actual, like, labor-y things. Mm-hmm. Other people are, which is good, because that's an option. I like more, like, with civil engineering, more so, like, the project management side. Like, I get to be in the office, direct everything. I get to actually see what's going on in it, like, a step-by-step process. Like, I get to see it all come together. So, and I hope in the long run that it is worth it.
Yeah.
Like, the job is nowhere near as bad as school for it. So, the way that I think about it is, like, 4 years of sacrifice for a good, steady job that you could find, like, anything, like, you want an office job, you got it. You want to go into production, you got it. You want a little bit of both, it's right there.
True. What's the hardest part of being a mechanical engineer? The math, I don't know. Do you have to take a science?
A lot.
Right,
there's thermodynamics, there's fluids, we have to take all sorts of calc, we have to do solid works, like all that, like designing shit. I had to do a brake rotor. I didn't finish it because I looked at it and I'm not gonna lie, I just cried.
So, what's a brake rotor?
Brake rotor? Dude, I don't even know.
Oh, okay.
It's like, isn't it like in cars? Like,
a day in my major, I'll give you, I guess, like a week more so than a day, because like a day is kind of boring because I only have one class in person directly related to my major, and that's called reporting and printing in the web or something like that. We go around the room and my teacher is basically like the editor-in-chief of a newsroom so she like makes all the final decisions and all that good stuff about like our papers and stuff, obviously, but we also have to like pitch our stories to her and all the like good stuff. It's kind of weird because like it's kind of like a round table, so we all like engage with each other about all of our stories and everything. We have to pick a story and then we have to pitch it. We have to pitch it in class and we have to send her a pitch with like what the idea, and it has to be a pretty thought out pitch. Like it can't be like, I think the light's broke. It has to be like, I think the light's broke, here's why, and here's who I'm going to interview, here's how I'm going to interview them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, from there, and you also need a whole bunch of research. Like, if I'm just going to go with the light story, like, what type of light is it? How long has the light been working? Has anything happened that may have caused the light to break? Like, all of that information you need to have before you pitch the story.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, that last question from like my understanding of pitch, I don't really understand how you figure out like your angle with the pitch, but the way I try to do it is like, what question can I not answer from who, what, where, when, and why? And like that question is like how I pick an angle. So like from there, like if I can't answer one of those, it's like, I'll just decide to have a story go this direction, and then it'll be easier to pick my interviewers from there. And then for like the rest of the week, I have to reach out to all the people I want to interview, pray they get back to me. So like if a story needs 3 interviews, I would want to reach out to like 5 to 6 people, because humans. Then I would interview them, and I would try to have each interview last like 20 to 30 minutes, so I can have enough content that I can like pick and pull from. And then our first 2 stories were 400 to 500 words, which isn't necessarily that bad, but it's a little bad. If I can get that done by like Thursday, I'll like step away from my computer, and then Friday I'll go back and like actually edit and deep dive and like
there's like multiple steps you take into this like whole like process.
Yeah,
it's kind of like a design process. I get that. We have like a design process like within like engineering as well. Like, first we have to figure out what we're designing, why we're designing it, what are the goals. Like, are we trying to save like material, are we trying to use a different material, are we trying to make like the whatever it is that we're working on work faster, slower, whatever it is. Then we have to get into like designing, I guess, like drawing and going based off like former models, I guess, developing a new like prototype, and then eventually creating it on like SolidWorks.
SolidWorks is like wood?
No, SolidWorks is this like online platform where we design stuff with like, like we had to draw everything, we had to add all the details, and then from there it can be 3D printed, or like it can be built off like as like a reference to build it off. Then you go into like the testing process. Does it actually work? If it does or doesn't, what can we improve on it? And then that's basically a design process, I guess, in engineering in summary.
Yeah.
Thank you for watching our episode of Major Dilemma. Tune in every Friday, you know, new episodes. you can like and subscribe. Thank you.